The following is a review of the fixed income principles designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by CFA Institute. It is also covered in fixed income markets, issuance, trading, and funding. The first LOS requires us to describe classifications of global fixed income markets. Global bond markets can be classified by several bond characteristics, including type of issuer, credit quality, maturity, coupon, currency, geography, indexing, and taxable status. Common classifications by type of issuer are government and government-related bonds, corporate bonds, and structured finance or securitized bonds. Corporate bonds are often further classified as issues from financial corporations and issues from non-financial corporations. The largest issuers by total value of bonds outstanding in global markets are financial corporations and governments. Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and Fitch all provide credit ratings on bonds. For S&P and Fitch, the highest bond ratings are AAA, AA, A, and BBB, and are considered investment-grade bonds. The equivalent ratings by Moody's are AAA through Baa3. Bonds rated BB plus or lower, or Ba1 or lower, are termed high yield, speculative, or junk bonds. Some institutions are prohibited from investing in bonds of less than investment grade. Securities with original maturities of 1 year or less are classified as money market securities. Examples include U.S. Treasury bills, commercial paper issued by corporations, and negotiable certificates of deposit, or CDs, issued by banks. Securities with original maturities greater than 1 year are referred to as capital market securities. Bonds are classified as either floating rate or fixed rate bonds, depending on whether their coupon interest payments are stated in the bond indenture or depend on the level of a short-term market reference rate determined over the life of the bond. Purchasing floating rate debt is attractive to some institutions that have variable rate liabilities, such as banks. This allows these institutions to avoid the balance sheet effects of interest rate increases that would increase their cost of funds but leave their interest income at a fixed rate. A bond's price and returns are determined by the interest rates in the bond's currency. The majority of bonds issued are denominated in either U.S. dollars or euros. Bonds may be classified by the markets in which they are issued. Recall the discussion in the previous topic review of domestic or national bond markets, foreign bonds, and euro bonds, and the differences among them. Bond markets may also be classified as developed markets or emerging markets. Emerging markets are countries whose capital markets are less well established than those in developed markets. Emerging market bonds are typically viewed as riskier than developed market bonds and therefore have higher yields. The cash flows on some bonds are index-linked. Bonds with cash flows determined by inflation rates are referred to as inflation-indexed or inflation-linked bonds. Inflation-linked bonds are issued primarily by governments, but also by some corporations of high credit quality. In various countries, some issuers may issue bonds that are exempt from income taxes. In the United States, these bonds can be issued by municipalities and are called municipal bonds or munis. Tax-exempt bonds are sold with lower yields than taxable bonds of similar risk and maturity to reflect the impact of taxes on the after-tax yield of taxable bonds. The next LOS is to describe the use of interbank offered rates as reference rates in floating rate debt. The most widely used reference rate for floating rate bonds is the London Interbank Offer Rate, or LIBOR, although other reference rates, such as Euribor, are also used. LIBOR rates are published daily for several currencies and for maturities of 1 day, overnight rates, to 1 year. Thus, there is no single LIBOR rate, but rather a set of rates, such as 30-day U.S. dollar LIBOR or 90-day Swiss franc LIBOR. The rates are based on expected rates for unsecured loans from one bank to another in the interbank money market. An average is calculated from a survey of 18 banks' expected borrowing rates in the interbank market, after excluding the highest and lowest quotes. For floating-rate bonds, the reference rate must match the frequency with which the coupon rate on the bond is reset. For example, a bond denominated in euros with a coupon rate that is reset twice each year might use 6-month Euro LIBOR or 6-month Euribor as a reference rate. Next, we are asked to describe mechanisms available for issuing bonds in primary markets. Sales of newly issued bonds are referred to as primary market transactions. Newly issued bonds can be registered with securities regulators for sale to the public, a public offering, or sold only to qualified investors, a private placement. A public offering of bonds in the primary market is typically done with the help of an investment bank. The investment bank has expertise in the various steps of a public offering, including determining funding needs, structuring the debt security, creating the bond indenture, naming a bond trustee, a trust company or bank trust department, registering the issue with securities regulators, assessing demand and pricing the bonds given market conditions, and selling the bonds. Bonds can be sold through an underwritten offering or a best efforts offering. In an underwritten offering, the entire bond issue is purchased from the issuing firm by the investment bank, termed the underwriter in this case. While smaller bond issues may be sold by a single investment bank, for larger issues, the lead underwriter heads a syndicate of investment banks who collectively establish the pricing of the issue and are responsible for selling the bonds to dealers, who in turn sell them to investors. The syndicate takes the risk that the bonds will not all be sold. A new bond issue is publicized and dealers indicate their interest in buying the bonds, which provides information about appropriate pricing. Some bonds are traded on a when-issued basis in what is called the gray market. Such trading prior to the offering date of the bonds provides additional information about the demand and the market clearing price and yield for the new bond issue. In a best efforts offering, the investment banks sell the bonds on a commission basis. Unlike an underwritten offering, the investment banks do not commit to purchase the whole issue. Some bonds, especially government bonds, are sold through an auction. U.S. Treasury securities are sold through single-price auctions, with the majority of purchases made by primary dealers that participate in purchases and sales of bonds with the Federal Reserve Bank of New York to facilitate the open market operations of the Fed. Individuals can purchase U.S. Treasury securities through the periodic auctions as well, but are a small part of the total. In a shelf registration, a bond issue is registered with securities regulators in its aggregate value with a master prospectus. Bonds can then be issued over time when the issuer needs to raise funds. Because individual offerings under a shelf registration require less disclosure than a separate registration of a bond issue, only financially sound companies are granted this option. In some countries, bonds registered under a shelf registration can be sold only to qualified investors. The next LOS is to describe secondary markets for bonds. Secondary markets refer to the trading of previously issued bonds. While some government bonds and corporate bonds are traded on exchanges, the great majority of bond trading in the secondary market is made in the dealer or over-the-counter market. Dealers post bid prices, which are purchase prices, and ask or offer prices, which are selling prices, for various bond issues. The difference between the bid and ask prices is the dealer's spread. The average spread is often between 10 and 12 basis points, but varies across individual bonds according to their liquidity, and may be more than 50 basis points for an illiquid issue. Bond trades are cleared through a clearing system, just as equities trades are. Settlement, the exchange of bonds for cash, For government bonds is either the day of the trade, which is called cash settlement, or the next business day, which is called T plus 1. Corporate bonds typically settle on T plus 2 or T plus 3, although in some markets it is longer. Next, we come to a pair of LOS asking us to describe securities issued by sovereign governments and to describe securities issued by non-sovereign governments, quasi-government entities, and supranational entities. National governments, or their treasuries, issue bonds backed by the taxing power of the government that are referred to as sovereign bonds. Bonds issued in the currency of the issuing government carry high credit ratings and are considered to be essentially free of default risk. Both a sovereign's ability to collect taxes and its ability to print the currency support these high credit ratings. Sovereign nations also issue bonds denominated in currencies different from their own. Credit ratings are often higher for a sovereign's local currency bonds than, for example, its euro or U.S. dollar denominated bonds. This is because the national government cannot print the developed market currency, and the developed market currency value of local currency tax collections is dependent on the exchange rate between the two currencies. Trading is most active and prices most informative for the most recently issued government securities of a particular maturity. These issues are referred to as on-the-run bonds and also as benchmark bonds because the yields of other bonds are determined relative to the benchmark yields of sovereign bonds of similar maturities. Sovereign governments issue fixed-rate, floating-rate, or inflation-indexed bonds. Non-sovereign government bonds are issued by states, provinces, counties, and sometimes by entities created to fund and provide services, such as for the construction of hospitals, airports, and other municipal services. Payments on the bonds may be supported by the revenues of a specific project, from general tax revenues, or from special taxes or fees dedicated to the repayment of project debt. Non-sovereign bonds are typically of high credit quality, but sovereign bonds typically trade with lower yields, and therefore higher prices, because their credit risk is perceived to be less than that of non-sovereign bonds. Agency or quasi-government bonds are issued by entities created by national governments for specific purposes, such as financing small businesses or providing mortgage financing. In the United States, bonds are issued by government-sponsored enterprises such as the Federal National Mortgage Association and the Tennessee Valley Authority. Some quasi-government bonds are backed by the national government, which gives them high credit quality. Even those not backed by the national government typically have high credit quality, although their yields are marginally higher than those of sovereign bonds. Supranational bonds are issued by supranational agencies, also known as multilateral agencies. Examples are the World Bank, the IMF, and the Asian Development Bank. Bonds issued by supranational agencies typically have high credit quality and can be very liquid, especially large issues of well-known entities.